Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. One of the updated Cochrane reviews from October 2011 examines the use of human albumin for critically ill patients. One of the authors, Ian Roberts, from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in England, summarises the latest evidence.
Human albumin is licensed for use in hypovolemic shock, for burns, and for patients with hypoalbuminemia, that's low levels of circulating albumin in the blood. It's a very expensive intervention, and there's the question whether or not it has any advantages over something like normal saline, which is a much cheaper alternative. To answer this question, we searched for all randomized controlled trials of human albumin solution compared to either no human albumin or saline in the licensed conditions. We found 38 trials meeting the inclusion criteria that reported death, which was the primary outcome in this systematic review. There were a total of 1,958 deaths among the 10,800 or so trial participants. For hypovolemia, the relative risk of death following albumin administration was 1.02, with a confidence interval of 0.92 to 1.13. This estimate was heavily influenced by the results of the SAFE trial, which was a really remarkable trial conducted by the Australia New Zealand Intensive Care Society, which randomised 7,000 patients to receive human albumin solution or saline. Taken together in the context of all results of human albumin administration in hypovolemia, there's absolutely no evidence that albumin improves survival. For burns, the relative risk of death with human albumin is 2.93, suggesting that there may be an increased risk from giving human albumin. And for hypoalbuminemia, the relative risk was 1.26. Now, in both these cases, for burns and hypoalbuminemia, the quality of the included trials was not very good, and they were relatively small trials, and so the estimates are imprecise. So we can't really be sure that albumin does in fact increase mortality, as these results imply. However, there's absolutely no evidence that they reduce mortality, and we use treatments in healthcare if they're shown to be effective, not if they have not been shown to be harmful. So in this case, we've got no evidence that human albumin solution improves outcome in hypovolemia, and a trend towards increased mortality in burns and hypoalbuminemia. Now, healthcare systems all around the world are short of money at the moment. There's a global economic crisis. In the light of this evidence, it doesn't seem to be prudent to use an expensive drug called human albumin when the best evidence suggests that a much cheaper alternative, saline, is at least as good and may even be better.
For information about all the trials in Ian's Cochrane Review, and more information about how the review was evolved with updating, you'll find it at thecochranelibrary.com.